I think it was just talking to the coaches when we come off the field. You know, just making adjustments, minor adjustments. You know, as far as you know, what our blocking schemes were and what I had to do as far as just hitting it or bouncing outside and stuff like that. So I think just talking to the coaches afterwards, we made adjustments and I just went from there.
When you're able to catch it on the run,
yeah.
How much easier does that make?
It's easier, but it's also harder because, you know, as you're running up, you know, the punt team's also running at you, and so I don't necessarily know where the blocks are and stuff. So, you know, it's difficult trying to know, you know, where everybody is and stuff like that. So, it's easy because you can catch on the run and get upfield right away, but at the same time, you got to know where the punt team is and stuff like that.
Mike mentioned the unfortunate possibility that you guys might not be able to dress enough people to fill even the active game day roster this week, which means people will be playing special teams and playing defense. I mean, you're one of those guys that's going to do both.
Yeah.
How do you view that?
It's, you know, every day, that's my job. You know, that's what I come here every day to do, special teams. I know that. And, you know, if I get on the field, that's a bonus. You know, I'll go out there and try to do my best at that, too.
It's been a little tiring, though. I mean, how do you balance playing a lot on defense and returning punts?
I've done it my whole life. You know, I'm used to it. I can go out there, I can play some plays, and get some rest the next day.
These outside linebacker numbers dwindling. You guys have been blitzing out of the secondary all year anyway. I mean, do you welcome that and welcome the opportunity to come and get?
You know, I joke with them all the time. Is, you know, I'll line up at nose tackle and try to do some things. But yeah, it's just I think whoever they put in at a linebacker or outside linebacker, whoever is going to come in, they're going to do a good job. You know, we. Like I said, it's our job, and we come here every day and learn the defense, and, you know, we have walkthroughs and all that stuff. So, you know, whoever goes in there, they're going to do fine.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
You mentioned talking to the coaches on the sidelines.
Yeah.
What was discussed, or what were you guys, without giving away trade secrets? What kind of got you going there?
You know, just as far as, you know, he let me know, you know, what he saw as far as how we were blocking and stuff like that, and let me know where to hit the seam and stuff like that. And, you know, it's one thing, you know, if you're watching from the sideline, you're actually, you know, in the play catching and stuff like that. It's, you know, it's two different perspectives. But, you know, I just try to, you know, make the adjustments with coach, and you know, he gave me his feedback, and I just went from there.
Is it beneficial when you know you're going to get more than one return? I mean, assuming that there is more than one opportunity for it. But
yeah.
Whereas when you would cover splitting, there were only certain scenarios. I mean, is it going to help you think that, kind of like you looked on this past game?
You know, I have the same. Yeah, I have the same mindset. You know, because at that time, you know, when coach was doing that, I honestly didn't know if I was going in for that next punt return or not. So, you know, I just had that mindset that if, you know, he calls on my name, I'll go out there trying to make a play. So, to be honest, if he calls my name, I'm gonna go out there and try to make a play. It like I said, it really doesn't change. I had the same mindset, you know, then. So.
Yeah. First day, I'm not really sure what your role is going to be. You know what to expect. Mm-hmm. To be nickel, to be punt return guy. How different is this from maybe expected? At least this early season.
Yeah. I mean, I had high expectations for myself. You know, obviously there was stuff going around saying, you know, Mike, it should be just a special teams player. You know, maybe not even, you know, get on the practice squad. You know, whatever the case may be. You know, I just have my own expectations, and I'm not, you know, saying if I'm, you know, fulfilling them right now or not. But, you know, I like to hold myself to a high standard.
Mike, in the pocket, you were maybe from the scouts and stuff, with speed.
Yeah.
But you've obviously shown you can return points.
Yeah.
So there's more to speed than that. So what do you think you bring to it?
You know, I just think when I get on the field, it's totally different. You know, it's not me lining up in front of millions of people on TV and stuff running a 40. You know, that's something that I didn't prepare for my whole life. You know, I prepared for playing football and making plays on the football field. And you know, that's how I like to think I can do. You know, it's that whole experience was fun, and, you know, it was fine, but it's over. And right now, the rest of my career, it won't matter. So now I'm out here just trying to, I guess, run as fast as I can on the field, run away from these defenders.